What's up, guys? I'm Jesse from Plant the Spear. Go Noles. Florida State wins over Florida 45-38 in the Sunshine Showdown inside a just amazing looking, loud, rocking Doak Campbell Stadium. What a night for Florida State. You know, the game was a little tighter than maybe we expected it to be. But, you know, hey, as long as they come out with a win, that's all that matters. So this is our instant reaction. Just kind of throwing together some quick thoughts on the game, just having a little fun, cutting a little loose here. You know, cheers to you guys. Cheers to the Noles. Yeah, I'm drinking Natty. Hey, it's fine. It'll do for tonight. You know, it's a victory beer, and that's all that matters. But, you know, again, like I said, this game, it didn't go the way I kind of planned. I predicted 38-20, so it was a lot closer than I thought. But sometimes that's what happens in a rivalry game, and that's what makes it so exciting because you really just never know. Sometimes you have to throw the stats out the window, you know, and not every rivalry game is going to go like Miami did, where you just blow them out of the water by 40-plus points. So this was, you know, Florida matched up better talent-wise than the last couple teams, and they came to play tonight. You know, credit to them. They came ready for a fight tonight, and, you know, literally and figuratively, because there was some scraps on the field between the two teams, which, you know, kind of it's a rivalry, so it's fun, you know, and I don't think anything got out of hand, really. You know, and of course, there was some things that Florida State didn't do great. You know, obviously the first half defense wasn't the best. They couldn't really stop the run, but then they made the second half adjustments that they had to. And, you know, this is something that we haven't always seen from Florida State. So it was nice to see them, and credit to Adam Fuller and his defensive staff and the defensive players for being able to come out in the second half. They got some big stops, you know, coming out that first drive in the third half. It was huge for them. It was crucial for them to get that stop, you know, because if Florida could have went up 10 points, that really could have been, I mean, this team doesn't have any quit. And that's one thing that's really exciting about the way this team plays under Mike Norvell is they don't quit. At least not this year anyway. And so you could have seen where if they got it by 10, that's a pretty big mountain to climb, you know, when things aren't going your way, but they stayed in it, they fought, and they made the necessary adjustments. You know, the offense had a pretty good night too. I really think the only thing that stopped the offense was themselves. And, you know, they had a lot of drop passes in this game, which was concerning and made things probably a lot closer than it should have been. You know, it looked like a replay of the NC State game, but at least in this one, they were able to overcome that and beat a good team even when they weren't playing their best game. And so we'll take a look at some stats for tonight in this game. Total yards for Florida State is 497. Passing yards is 270. And rushing yards is 227 on the ground. That's Florida State's seventh consecutive game of 200-plus yards on the ground. So shout out to the back. Shout out to Jordan Travis, who was a big part of that. You know, he had a great game, used his legs, put himself on the line a lot of times, going for some extra yardage. Florida State was 9 of 16 on third downs, one turnover, six penalties for 38 yards. And when you look at Florida, 460 yards of total offense, 198 passing, 262 on the ground. You know, we did say that the rushing game was going to probably be a little bit of an issue for Florida State in this one, because we knew that, you know, they had a little bit of struggles against the run. And then Florida had a top 15 rush offense. Florida was 8 of 16 on third downs, one turnover themselves, and 10 penalties for 91 yards. So, like I said, Florida State overall as a team had, you know, they had a pretty good game to, you know, just to get this win. And, I mean, they could obviously, you know, everything wasn't perfect, but, you know, when you can come out and get a win over your rival in a high emotion, electric game like they did, like tonight, you know, there was, I think their emotions, you know, maybe got the best of them a few times, but, you know, they pulled it together. And they were able to do, you know, they overcome some really bad calls. I mean, especially that one call, man, they're on that last drive. The game should have been over at that point. That was a just egregious pass interference call. And I know Florida fans are probably going to argue that Florida State got away with a face mask on that last play. But, you know, hey, I mean, eye for an eye then, I guess. You know, I mean, it is what it is. You can't blame the refs. I mean, it sucked for Florida State too. But, you know, it wasn't an excuse. You had to go down. You had to get the stop. So. And, I mean, that's what they were able to do. So credit to them. Like I said, they came through whenever they had to. And, I mean, Jamie Robinson out there looking like he's pit-bulling people again. And, I mean, Anthony Richardson is a little bit bigger and a little harder to sling down. But, you know, he was all over him on that final play. So, again, like I said, they just put together the performance that they had to. And, you know, it was exciting to see because this was a big win for Florida State, a big win for Mike Norvell, this program, the fan base. You know, now you have a lot of – momentum going into the offseason. Because like we talked about before, if they had lost this game, this would have been a black eye on the season. I mean, you got 8 wins and you already beat one of your rivals and you're going to a bowl game, you know, and things were going really well. And if you'd have lost to a struggling Florida team, you know, then it just would have not been a great look. But to go in there, even in a closer game, I mean, you know, those games are going to happen. Everybody has close games, but you were still able to go in and win and get to 9-3. And so now you carry that boatload of momentum into the offseason, or, you know, into the postseason anyway, because you still have the bowl. But, you know, as far as for recruiting, the national signing or early signing day is going to come probably before your bowl game. So, you know, this was big to win the state, to carry that momentum into the offseason for recruiting and everything there. And, you know, this may help influence some guys to come back next year. You never know, because they see, you know, what can happen. They see something special is being put together here. So it is exciting to see. This program does look like they have turned the corner and they are playing so much better in year three under Mike Norvell. So, I mean, like I said, sometimes I find the slogans a little corny, but, you know, it's literally the climb. I mean, you know, you went from 3 wins to 5 wins to now you're at 9 with a chance to really get 10. And so I'm just so excited about the direction that this program is headed and to see the way that they play. I mean, this, you won't find a team in the country that plays harder than Florida State does. You know, you might find a team that's a little better. You might find a team that has a little more talent. But I don't think as a whole, I don't think you're going to find a team that plays harder than Florida State. And, you know, or is at least more fun to watch, because they really are, just the way they play. And, you know, I'll say too, like, nothing beats Doak at nighttime, man. I mean, I'm super sad that I was not able to be there. I almost went. I really did. I almost went at the last minute. But I ended up not going. But, man, it was beautiful on TV. So those of you who are there and screaming your face off, I hope you don't have any voice left tomorrow. I was screaming at my TV in my living room there at the end because, man, they had me on the edge. I think I changed my shirt once, and then it didn't work out, so I changed it back. You know, it was just – it was kind of crazy. And, like, I even – when I was down in New Orleans for the LSU game in the Superdome, and while I was down there, I got me a little voodoo doll, a little good luck guy. And so in the second, at halftime, I had to pull him out. And on that last drive, you know, I had him right here, and it seemed to work out. So I'm one of them weird fans, man. I'll do whatever it takes to try and get the win for Florida State. I'm doing my part anyway. You know, I know it has no bearing on the game, but in my mind it does. So, but, you know, like I said, I just really enjoyed this one. It wasn't, you know, I would have enjoyed a blowout win or something like that. That would have been fun. And the way kind of Florida State scored easily early on, I thought maybe that was a possibility. But it is fun to be thrilled like that. You know what I mean, too? Like, that is the fun of the game, just to be excited and on the edge like that. So, and you know, this is just something that, like I said, we're going to put together afterwards. We're not going to go super in depth. We're just kind of having a little fun, just chatting about the game here. I was originally going to go live, but, you know, I've tailgated a little bit tonight, and I've never really went live before. So maybe we'll figure that out on a little better day. But I do hope you guys enjoy this video. And we're just going to talk a few more things about the game. So, like, shout out to some of the high performers here. You obviously have the offensive line, you know, another 200-yard rushing night. So shout out to them. Trey Benson continues to be an absolute monster in the backfield. I mean, that guy is so fun to watch run and hard to bring down. And, you know, some shout out to some of the receivers, like Malik McClain had some big catches tonight. And, you know, if he can put together his good performances consistently, that guy's going to be a problem next year. Portier had some really good catches too. You know, Pokey had a pretty good game there. I mean, just as a whole, you know, these guys still block hard. I know Johnny Wilson had a lot of drops tonight, but he did have a crucial catch whenever Florida State needed it most. And so, you know, you kind of redeem yourself there. Cam McDonald had a nice game with some good catches. Just overall, like I said, the offense, it wasn't perfect. You know, Jordan got lucky on a few throws there that maybe should have went the other way. But, you know, that's part of the game, is some close calls. You know, things could have went the other way for some other plays. But overall, I think, you know, the offense did have a really good game. You know, on the defense, obviously you had, you know, Jerrion Jones. Like, I definitely want to give him a shout out. I know, myself included, but a lot of people have been critical about him at times, and he had a really good game tonight. I mean, he had a pick and a very crucial PBU, which was absolutely beautiful breakup. So shout out to him. And then Shaheem Brown is also, man, he's going to be a special player. He just really has a sense for the ball and ability to close on it. So he had some pretty big plays there too. And so shout out to those guys. But, you know, like I said, we're just having some fun here. And so one thing I want to do here is I'm going to go ahead and give, we're going to do something new. Like I said, this is our first live or first recording video post game show. So we're going to do a game ball award here for the performer of the game. And I'm going to give that one to Jordan Travis. I don't think there's any question about who deserves this. Jordan really took this game on his back, you know, 270 yards passing, 83 yards on the ground, four total touchdowns, you know, just he willed this game, you know, he willed this team to victory. He put Florida State on his back. You could see sometimes when they were showing his face on the sideline that he was just so focused and, you know, he was just really like, I am not letting Florida come in here and take this in my house. And so, you know, he really played his tail off and really just carried the Noles to victory. So, I mean, just an amazing night by Jordan Travis, QB1. And, you know, I really hope he comes back next year because, you know, he could really put together a special season. And this year was special, too. I mean, he had a really great year, man. I mean, you know, we talked about in the preseason how I thought he could have a pretty special year with a better offensive line and some weapons out wide. And that's exactly what has happened. But, you know, really, sometimes Jordan Travis is just unreal, and his ability is so fun to watch. Watching him play the game is so unbelievably impressive and just unreal. Like, the dude's not – he's like a video game. It's just this – you know, he's got, like, the circle button or whatever, you know, to just spin on people and juke people. And, man, I mean, he is just – he's a fun player to watch. And, you know, he's been doing – he's done a lot through the air this season, and this was one of the games where you really saw his legs make an impact like we knew they could, but he hasn't had to do in a lot of games this season. So his running threat was really on display tonight. So excellent game from Jordan Travis, and he gets our game ball for the Florida State game. And so excellent performance by him. Again, just, guys, you know, we're going to get ready to wrap this up here. We're going about 15 minutes. I've enjoyed doing this. I've had some fun. You know, just kudos to the Noles for getting this win. Again, it's just, it's one of them things where you kind of still, you know, from the past few years, I feel like you're still a little jaded and you're still like, oh gosh, here we go. You know, here comes the letdown at the end of the season. But, you know, kind of like last year. But then, you know, they were just, this is a different team, man. They have learned how to win these games. And, you know, I know you can argue that the three losses were kind of, they should have won those, you know, they had opportunities to win those games, but, you know, from what we've seen after the bye week, this is one of the best teams in the country. They are playing some of the best football in the country, and I'm excited to see their bowl matchup. I hope they get, you know, a decent chance, a team to prove themselves against. You know, it'll probably be maybe a bowl game in Florida. I know there's like a really kind of long shot outside chance that they could make it to the Orange Bowl. You also have the Gator Bowl on the table, maybe the one in Tampa too. But hopefully they get a good matchup. You know, they're on track, like I said, to get 10 wins to finish top 15. You know, you never know what happens ahead of you or something like that. Maybe at the end of the season, you might even find yourself knocking on the door of the top 10, which is, it's incredible. I mean, it's not what we, you know, I predicted at the beginning of the season for them to finish most likely 8-4. I said their ceiling was probably 10-2 and their floor was 6-6 and their most likely finish was 8-4. And so now they're sitting here at 9-3 with a chance to go 10-3. And so, you know, I mean, they've exceeded expectations. And I mean, I even had high expectations, and they've even just about exceeded that. They've met the ceiling of what my expectations were. And so, you know, it's just really exciting to see, knowing that they've kind of got this thing rolling. And, you know, depending on if they have a big offseason, which now they got a lot of momentum to carry into that offseason, that it could be a really special year for them next year. And so, it all started, like I said, tonight. Great win against Florida, you know, and sent the Jort Wearers back to Gainesville, where, you know, hey, I'm sorry, guys, but we run the state now. And so it's nice to say that for Florida State. Again, guys, I'm happy to get this win. You know, once you see this game play, like once it starts going, you remember how much you love this rivalry. You see the chippiness, you see how competitive it is and things like that. You just really remember how special this rivalry is, how much you love it, and how fun it is to watch. Like I said, it would have been fun to get a blowout, but man, even this hard-fought close win was a really great game to watch. So I do appreciate you guys tuning in. I've had a great time talking with you guys. I've had a great time covering Florida State this season, and it's been a fun season. Florida State football is fun to watch again, if nothing else. They are fun to watch again, you know, and you know they have a chance against anybody that they play on a Saturday or a Friday. So it was, again, it was just a great night for FSU fans in general. I think they even stormed the field. I don't know how long it's been since we've done that, you know, and I know we don't normally storm the field or whatever, but hey, you know, if it's kids who want to have fun and just celebrate, you know, hey, I mean, this team is, let them have fun. You know, it is what it is, because this team has really, really turned a corner here. And like I said, to go from 3 wins to 5 wins to 9, possibly 10, that's a really incredible turnaround. And you just hope that they can carry this momentum forward. So I do appreciate you guys watching. Make sure to tune in. Obviously, we got a bowl game to prepare for. So excited about that. Make sure to check out plantandspear.com. Join us on social media. And I hope you guys enjoyed this video. So one last time for the night, with Florida State beating the Gators 45-38. Cheers to the Noles. Cheers to you guys for tuning in. And we'll catch you guys later.